Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Astrological Intentions. I am your host, Alex Reavy, along with the neat note taker herself, Sandy Reavy.
Let me think about that one.
And it is episode 263, August 7th. In the transits, we start off with Tuesday, August 8th, Venus heliacal set.
She disappears from the night sky.
Wednesday, August 9th, Venus retrograde square Uranus.
Do you still want that thing?
And same day, Mercury trine Jupiter.
Create it and they will come.
Then Sandy's favorite day, Sunday, August 13th, Venus retrograde Kazemi the Sun.
Lead from the heart.
Then talisman times, we will discuss two as well as our on the horizon events with the August forecast ready and waiting for you, the Venus Star Point Talisman Workshop on that favorite day, August 13th, and some of our retreats. Then in our house, I now have the road trip fever, so listen in about my recent road trip. Stay tuned for this episode of Astrological Intentions.
I say go do you, now travel far, share your stories and earn your scars, it's you. Say you are the one you will answer to when this life is done. Don't waste a minute, jump in the river, wash yourself clean so you can deliver you.
Hello, neat note taker.
I think I now know. I now note what that is.
What do you think?
What I ordered for the group in for Greece, the Greek retreaters.
Yes, the notebooks.
The notebooks. They're really cool.
They are really cool.
They're my favorite add-on notebook taking, and it's just going to be great for the girls because I'm really This is probably the most handouts, personal handouts, I'll ever. Hand out.
in your history of workshops, retreats.
Yeah. Yeah.
Everything.
It's, I'm still working on it. It's so immense that when we look at people's natal charts and compare that with all of the stars and the fixed stars, the ones that don't move.
Right.
And then the planets move. They're the wandering stars. And then they make a Perron connection to one of the four angles. There's a lot of information. So there's a lot of paperwork. So I had to buy a particular kind
that of... That explanation new... was a lot of information too.
It's note-taking. It's Mercury is in Virgo season.
Yes.
Be precise in your note-taking.
So I want to go direct to all of you listeners. Thank you so much for all of the five-year congratulations. This one is from Shelley. She says, Alex and Sandy... The subject line is 5 years, ... Wow. I just want to thank you for all you both do every week for the podcast. 5 years goes by so fast. Yikes. And I absolutely loved the dancing meditation. It's one I'll be using quite a bit. Mm. I love you both so much. I'm so glad I found you all those years ago.
Yeah.
Just wanted to let you know the theme music didn't play in the beginning of the... Oh, no. Uh-oh. And I would like to know who that group is. So to answer your question, the group is Satsang, S-A-T-S-A-N-G.
And they're a brilliant group. They tour and they go to these little kind of places that we go to all the time. In fact, right. They're coming back in September.
Right. Sorry about the theme music, everybody. I am just finding that out here. Shelley ends with, thanks for all you both do. Can't wait until August 13th for the Talisman Workshop and love always. Mm-hmm. So thank you so much, Shelley. And so sorry I didn't read through that entire email to notice that the podcast theme music wasn't working.
That is so funny because I was up on my deck the other day going, you know what? I always like to hear your voice, right? So I want to listen because I was wanting to catch the podcast and the meditation. And I thought I had come in at a later part of the podcast because I missed the music too. But I thought it was, anyway.
Well, yeah, sorry about that, everybody.
Attention to details.
I can re-upload that and I doubt anyone will really listen back into that one, but who knows? So,
that was thanks. So last week. No, but
yeah,
people can
relate week.
Back to something that has happened,
right?
And go back and listen to any of these.
True,
really,
we should
really re-listen to our very first podcast.
That would be fun. Yeah. So thank you, Shelley, for the 5-year congratulations. And it has gone by so fast and basically passed us up. So thank you, everybody. And remember, you can send in your emails, your feedback, your 5-star reviews, wherever you listen to this podcast.
It really does prove one thing, that when you do something that you have a, you know, like a mission or a purpose, and you've made a commitment to something this was a weekly, you know, right. weekly thing that we have to write it, we have to sit, we have to produce it, you have to get it downloaded, that, you know, once you commit to something and you do it and you get into a rhythm, it's very easy mm-hmm. to follow that. And who would have known we would have been doing this for 5 years?
Right.
It wasn't our 5-year plan. So in other words, when you're dedicated to something and you get into it, all of a sudden the years just peel away and you can look back and go, wow, you know, let's pat ourselves on the back.
Right. Right. We should. There we go.
Right. We've not missed one episode, but we might have missed some music pieces, but not an episode. Yeah.
Okay. So let's move on and into the transits. We have the start of the week, astrologically, is Tuesday, August 8th, Venus's heliacal set.
Right. So if anybody has been missing Venus from the bright, twinkly diamond in the sky as the sun sets, you don't need glasses. She has set. She is now moving toward the sun. She's in a retrograde phase, so she is moving closer. The sun's moving up, let's say, and she's moving down. And so that they're going to meet together on my favorite day of the month, which is this Sunday, August 13th, when they're making that kazimmee. Their Venus is mm-hmm. in the heart of the sun, kissing the sun. We'll talk more about that.
Yep.
But she becomes the morning star.
Mm-hmm. And goes through that transition from the under.
Yeah, she goes into the underworld, comes up, and she comes up pretty fast here because she's more of a warrior. She's a, mm-hmm.
She's activated.
She's activated and moving in front of the sun. And so she comes up before the sun comes up, and we'll start seeing her on August 18th. If you want to get up really early, like Susan Goodell says, I'll just wait and see your pictures.
Right, right. Wednesday, August 9th, we have two transits. The first, Venus retrograde square Uranus.
So this is the second of three passes. Anytime we hear the first faster moving planet is in retrograde and moving along a pathway in the sky. Here she's at 22 degrees of Leo. And there, what does she run into? 22 degrees of Uranus in Taurus. Now this is when you think about, she is in Leo, which mm-hmm. is a fixed sign, mm-hmm. and Taurus is a fixed sign. So we know that these are this is the fourth harmonic. This is a square. And so this is the second meeting. So now she's retrograde. So when I really want to say is like, do I still want that?
That right? I said I did.
That I said I did. You know, that this is, you know, Uranus is like having a aha moment of, you know, change, mm-hmm. you know, a surprise, mm-hmm. energetic switcheroony.
Right.
And it can create, you know, Venus is about social and love relationships and friendships even. And, you know, what I value and what I want to put my money toward because I really want to take that class or I really want to go on that retreat or I really want to, you know, I really want to buy that house or buy that car or buy that anything, right? Shopping mm-hmm. spree. You can ask yourself on this day, Wednesday the 9th, is, you know, do I still want to do that? And if you get a no, you know, start slowly moving backwards from that. Take a pause, right? Take a pause. And you can ask yourself again on September 29th. Mm-hmm. Because on September 29th is when Venus comes again to the Uranus. She's direct. And this time, Uranus will be retrograde. So it'll be maybe a further delay, but it'll be further. It could be a new set of circumstances. So it's kind of in the flip-flop period right now where, mm-hmm. you know, you really could have a change of unexpected order.
Okay.
Right.
The switcheroony. And yeah. that's a astrological term.
Yeah, and I think it starts, you have to look at it in the astrological dictionary.
Glossary, got yeah. it. So the second transit of Wednesday, August 9th is Mercury trine Jupiter.
Create it and they will come. You know, I really, Mercury's really has the, you know, attention to details, as I said mm-hmm. earlier. Mercury is in his home sign of Virgo. Get to busy. It's trining, really good earth energy, grounded, stable, practical, pragmatic with Jupiter. And Jupiter is in the earth sign of Taurus. And so this is the first of three passes.
Okay, first, so we got some time three. Here.
Yeah, so it's like create something. Did you want to create a workshop or attend a class mm-hmm. or host a class?
Right, or something big.
Something big. A big production of some sort. Mm-hmm. You know, this is kind of the first of the three contacts, as I mentioned, with the planner and the organizer and with the big production picture guy, right? So what are we looking at? I did hear that they're going back, the Actors Guild, the mm-hmm. SAG actors are going back to the desk. They're going back to the negotiating table.
Oh, okay.
So I'm wondering if this period is looking at something, you know, if they can get to a negotiation before Mercury retrogrades, good on them, right? Or if they're mm-hmm. if they're in at least the ability to see the big picture and come up with the small little details. Because these are the two that in the Thema Mundi scheme of horoscope and sign placement and planet rulership of those signs are opposition, right?
Okay.
Mercury is like little tiny baby steps. You know, what's the outline?
Mm-hmm.
And Jupiter is the finished puzzle.
And then the big picture that you can take a step
yeah.
back and look at it.
Right. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I am more of the big picture. You know, I have a debilitated Mercury and I have great Jupiter, you know, on my ascendant, blah, 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 blah. So I always see this big picture and then I have to back it up to get to the details.
Right.
So this is working very well together. And I just say, you know, have it, if you're create it and they will come. And possibly if you could be done with this by September 25th, which will be their third contact of Mercury will no longer be, you know, again, they have one contact, they have two contacts coming up in that'll probably be, I didn't write it down. And then their last one will be September 25th.
Okay.
And he'll be direct and Jupiter will be retrograde. So it'll be more about the details. At
awesome.
That time. So plan something and see if you can finish it in the planning by September 25th. And we know that we're
just
working.
The planning of it.
Yeah. You know, well, for us, it's the, you know, we're really getting into the nitty gritty of the weeds. In fact, you're over here today to go over the details of the Greece retreat.
Correct.
And yeah. then by September 25th, we are complete.
True.
Right? We're complete. Yeah.
Yeah. yeah. And your favorite day, I think this might be even like your favorite day of the entire year, Sunday, August 13th, Venus retrograde Kazemi the Sun.
At 20 degrees of Leo, and that's why it's my favorite day. Because if anyone has a 20 degree Leo, any planet or ascendant like I do, or a midheaven, or an IC, or a descendant, or one of the nodes, or you're part of fortune, any of these placements, this is a highlighted, blossoming, blooming time to bring out the fragrance that is held within. Ooh,
okay.
Right? I like that. It's
yeah,
kind of like going into
really...
the pistons of the, you know, what the butterflies and what the honeybees
yeah.
go mm-hmm. to get is that center. The center of the sweetness of the goods.
Mm-hmm.
And this is Venus, the sweetness, the charm, the beauty, the love, all the pleasantries is going into the heart of the sun to purify Leo type things, leadership qualities of, you know, where the heart of the sky lives is in Leo
mm-hmm.
because Regulus in the heart of the lion is the watcher the Watcher of the North. And so it's one of the Persian royal stars. And
it's also a lot about confidence too, right?
Oh, it's bravery and confidence and showing up with, if I use that word again, enthusiasm, you know, having a zeal, mm-hmm. not a zealot, but a zeal for life.
Right.
Right. And leading with the heart, because if you lead with love, people notice,
right,
and fall into that love. I called it a total love fest.
Right, and what I really like about Leo is it's the fixed fire. So when I describe it in the full meditation of that dancing meditation I shared, if you head over to the other podcast, the Astrology Meditations, you're going to find that I explain this Leonian energy, mm-hmm. but it's fixed fire. So fix is kind of like the stabilizer. Mm-hmm. And then the fire is, you know, taking up resources and carpe diem and really feeling a sense of vitality and zeal, what you're talking about. So when those two come together to create Leo, it's about sustaining a fire, mm-hmm. you know, that bravery, even when it's being challenged, mm-hmm. or being, you know, stifled, it's how do we keep and maintain that fire?
And if we love ourselves and produce all of our actions, thoughts, behaviors from that heart center, mm-hmm. how will we be challenged, right? How will the challenges be easier to move past? And people, and maybe your love aura just bounces them off, because it's like it's not worth the negativity's time to try and turn you into a negative, you know, down spiraling. Fire don't go down.
Right.
It searches for the higher placement. Right. So really, really nice. And of course, that's the morning. Exactly. This is happening at 6:16 a.m. And at 6:15 a.m., we are all gathering for this ritual, for this ceremony, mm-hmm. for this talismanic ceremony that I am inviting Ariel Gutman, who's the writer, the teacher, the creatress mm-hmm. of the Venus Star Point when she was discovering this some years ago. And I'm one of her trainees. She is my mentor. And, you know, it's really kind of bold and bombastic of me. Now, here's where I want to say, because it's on my ascendant. And when I saw this years ago, and it was like, yeah, one day it'll open up for me, right? How people view me, mm-hmm. right? And here it is, kind of like 5 years of the podcast.
Right,
the
I was just going to mention, like, it went by
holy
fast.
Holy crapola, here it is, and I have to step into the light, mm-hmm. right? I have to step into this with my pure heart. And, you know, have I been moving toward that my whole life? I hope I have. And it kind of brings a choke in my throat right now. But the fact that here it is, and for me to host a talisman ceremony, which we do all the time, right? Mm-hmm. We do this every Venus, Kazimi, the sun, which happens every 9 months, but it's retrograde every other 9 months, right? So this was the retrograde period, and it was like, oh my God, it's time for me to go ask some big favors.
Right.
Because it'd be favored from the gods, right? But have a favor, a fortunate occurrence from the gods. So I said I had to confident up and send an email and invite Ariel Gutman. And she said, yes.
Right.
So she's coming in from Greece on our Zoom call. Mm-hmm. And she's got everybody that has signed up already. She's got everybody's, I've given her the packet, and she is writing your love letter. Now, she's never done this before. Alex has set up this whole 5-page private personal
report.
That is going to you individually when you sign up. So sign up. The quicker you sign up, of course, you're not going to hear this until Monday morning. You're only going to have a day or two really to sign up for this.
Sure.
Because I need to put my touch on it, my advice and my situation. I give you dates.
Yeah, you have to look into all of the charts and find those pinpointed sections in order to get those on the report. We send those reports over to Ariel, and Ariel will then distill all of this information into that Venusian love letter? Like, what is Venus here to teach you? What is Venus here to activate within you? Mm-hmm. And what a cool, because we all can, you know, go and download a report, right? But having an astrologer write
two
astrologers, right? I'm just mainly talking about the love letter, yeah. But two astrologers directing and distilling all of this information for you as it is so unique to you, I think that's exactly the reason why you will want to sign up. The talismans and everything are going to exponentially add to that value as well.
Right.
So,
yeah. And if you have been with me on a talisman webinar, you know, it's all on Zoom. We gather at a certain time, and this is early. This is 6:15 a.m. on Sunday. When this is actually happening, you have to use the astrology timing, not our clock
normal
timing.
Yeah.
We have to use it when it's happening in the sky, and at least it's not 2:15 a.m.
Right.
Although it will be for some people. But for us here, and it's about a 2 to 2.5 hour. Ariel's going to show up. Show us some slides. We're working on that now. You'll already have those packets in your inbox about 3 or 4 days in advance, so you can print them and then show up at the talisman webinar ceremony. And then I make you a pair of earrings or a charm. You get to choose that on the invoice list or on the order. And I make you set up your own affirmation. You set up your own prayer based on the information that Ariel and I have given you. Really cool. Very personal. And you get it in the mail about, you know, 5-6 days later.
Yep. Okay. And it's also recorded. So if you aren't able to attend, you can still sign up. You still get your talisman and the reports and everything. Of course, those links are in the description if you wanted to join us for that Sunday, August 13th. Remember, sign up early. So let's move on and into talisman times, where you have finished up two talismans, both on Saturday, August 5th. The first to access truth. The wisdom I seek and capture permits me to find favor among the intellectuals. We discuss our thoughts.
Right. How cool is this? This is the talisman of the month.
Right. It is the talisman of the month, and you get a little extra discount on it and shipping credit.
Yeah. I really like this one because we got the moon in Aries making a trine to the sun in Leo. So this is definitely a Leonian, Leo talisman here, a sun talisman, a very strong sun talisman. And I know that there are people that collect a Mercury talisman, a Venus, a Sun, a Moon, a Jupiter, a Saturn, and using them appropriately because they each have different energies, right? So if you need and don't have a Sun talisman, this is the season, and I particularly like this one because there's reception here. The Moon is in Aries, making a trine because it's fire to fire. Sun and Leo, and the Sun is receiving Moon into his sign of exaltation of Aries. So it's like the wisdom I seek and capture permits me to find favor among the intellectuals. We've got the Moon in the ninth house, and that's the ninth house of higher wisdom and higher knowledge, and having conversations that have to do with not the mundane, more of the psychological.
Philosophical.
And the Sun is the ruler of the first house in the ascendant. So it's about me. How do I participate?
Right. And I mean, if you listeners are anything like me, I love that type of stuff. Like to access that truth, to come to a circle and discuss experiences, thoughts, opinions, feelings, all of the above, and then coming out with something tangible, something practical, a theory, and utilizing it. I think that's really wonderful. And
yeah, I think I had a call in the last couple weeks from a young gentleman wanting to look at his future, right? His career path. And he's in a relationship, but he's not so sure of it. I looked at his seventh house, made some comments and said, you really need a relationship or a partner that is able to go into the deep mm-hmm. conversations of what if, or what is the meaning of life, or what if this happens, or what if that happens, or what if we did this? And he's like, oh my gosh, that is my one stall with this woman I've been dating for a year. She doesn't understand. She can't go down into conversations with me. And, you know, by showing his chart, he's like, oh, you know, I appreciate that because of the way his chart is set up. He needs to have those conversations. There's growth there. Mm-hmm. You know, what is practical can be put into practice.
Right. And so the next talisman, same day, August 5th, to enact my fire.
This is a little bit later. So we have the moon still in Aries with the sun receiving her there, and the sun now is at the top of the chart, you know, just a couple hours later. You know, the sun is in the morning, it's coming up on the ascendant, it's coming up over the horizon, and by noon-ish, this will be done about 12:37 p.m. it is at the zenith, right? It's mm-hmm. Apollo at the top of the sky, and this is this Leo to enact my fire. I am motivated to move quickly along my intended path. My public view is clear as I rise to the top. You know, if we are thinking about mythology, we can think about, you know, Apollo or Helios, you know, driving the four horses upon each morning, and then, you know, striving to get to the climb. Mm-hmm. And then getting up to the zenith, where it's the hottest of the day, because it takes a lot of energy to get up to the top of the zenith, the culmination point.
Right, pinnacle.
The pinnacle. And so that's why it's clear to rise to the top, because once you get there, and then, of course, the sun will start, you know, it'll be heading down to the descendant area of the chart or of the day. The western horizon. So really love this one too. Again, this is a great sun talisman that's available on the website. So you'll check it out. It's already sitting there.
Yes. And just as a reminder, the talisman of the month was the first talisman we were talking about in this section of the podcast. Go ahead, click those links. You'll be able to see and get a feel of those talismans that have been completed. So next up, let's move on the horizon, where we just finished up the August forecast and cheat sheet. So this is Sandy and Susan coming together, giving you all of the dates for what's upcoming this month. And you can watch that live, already recorded, with a free Big Dipper trial, or even a Little Dipper trial, which mm-hmm. is only $5 a month. Over at patreon.com. So again, those links are in all of these show notes. So go ahead and click any of those. August 13th, this is an announcement. We've already discussed it at the top of the episode, but here again, we have the Venus Star Point Talisman Workshop. This is the special, very special workshop with Ariel Gutman that you get that love letter mm-hmm. from Ariel herself, as well as a fully done written report from Sandy, plus a handmade talisman that has your affirmation attuned to it. This is a live webinar. It will also be recorded, so you don't have to be there live if you don't want to be, or if you don't have the availability. But go ahead, sign up today. We are going to be putting a block on the deadline to get your love letter from Ariel.
Right. Anybody signing up later than, say, maybe Tuesday it'll be the same cost, but they will not be getting the letter from Ariel. They'll just be getting the information from me.
Correct.
And that's still worth it. Ariel's just the little extra that we're doing this year.
The bonus, yes.
Yeah.
So I'm also going to throw the dates in here. Upcoming for the Greece retreat, September 7th through the 14th, we have a month away from this retreat. We are so excited.
Super excited.
Sandy mentioned at the beginning of the episode that This is the biggest, thickest, most informational handout we have. And know that we love to give information. but this is the biggest and the most information yet.
Yeah, which Alex looks at me and goes, overkill, Mom, overkill. My dad's probably speaking from the heaven saying that was his favorite word, overkill. Uh-huh. You don't need to do, you know, he was a Virgo. He's like, you don't need to do everything. Be pragmatic here.
Right. But I think that, you know, it's exploring a lot of the mythological stories that are in your chart. And so I think that's also why these, you know, packets wind up being so long, is because they're very long stories.
Yeah. And how they interact with, you know, if you're going to put Castor, that one of the twins, the chatty shoulder of the twins in Gemini, Castor with your Mercury. Oh my gosh. You know, then we got to explain that this is probably the writer or the thought provoker. You know, this is just needing to be book writing, presentational. So we write all that. And I actually, right. You know, I've been my fixed star mentor. I mean, everybody has mentors. I hope you guys have your mentors. My mentor is Bernadette Brady. Mm-hmm. And I've taken multiple classes for her fixed stars and mythology over the last probably 6 years. And this is when I went to scope and scout the Greece retreat. I'm like, I think I'm ready to teach the mythology of fixed stars in everybody's chart. So this is my first time I'm teaching this ever.
Right. And I think it's so cool because we are going to the land of myth. Mm-hmm. Where all of these really were developed. We're going to be taking a boat ride over to Amargos Island in the Aegean Sea, the Aegean Sea is a part of pretty much all of the myths.
Right. And everybody had to cross the Aegean Sea.
Right. So it's going to be like a not only a physical journey where we're taking and we're touring over the mainland of Greece, but also an island of Greece.
Well, it depends on, right. We're doing two different, so we don't confuse anybody.
So, but I think it's going to be more of a exploration of self and of our own identities and how they can relate to these mythological stories. So excited for this. We do have one room available. I'm calling all you spontaneous people out, or the ones that want to be spontaneous and just need an opportunity. And here you go. Join us, get in contact with us, and we would love to give you an idea of what we can offer at this last, let's call it a last month option. So I'll also give you the dates for the 2024 Mexico retreat. That is January 6th through the 13th. That's next year, 2024. So this retreat, we are starting to fill up. We're getting attendees.
We're logging people in.
Right. Yeah. So the cool thing about this retreat is that right next door, so we've always gone to this retreat location. It's a beautiful, they call it an eco-luxury resort. We pretty much maintain ourselves 100% on these grounds. We have the Sea of Cortez. It's a huge bluff that we are sitting right on. And we can walk down these beautiful stairs to the shore, but we don't have to go anywhere for this Mexico retreat.
You don't want to. I mean, I've got people signing who went this like 8 months ago have signed back up for this because it's a really cool time for regeneration of the year.
Oh yeah,
because I'm grandmothered into the first Saturday of the year, first Saturday of January. And so after we're just done with all of these rigorous holiday situations, and depending if you've got little ones or lots of ones, and, you know, we get past that and we get to do some self-reflection, self-care, sleep. There's a spa
The food is so regenerative, so fresh and local. But what I wanted to say when I got into this long tangent is that right next door to this resort location, they are expanding. They're expanding into these beautifully built, kind of like, I want to say like a yurt type of style, but it's like a
massively gorgeous, beautiful, like a enclosed massive tent.
Right. And it's, so we'll show you, we'll, on our website, we'll show more pictures.
We don't know. There's talk. And when I talked to Marcella, the owner, she thinks it may be ready for,
And which would be so cool. We would be the first ones in there to christen the new space.
Like we did. Which we did.
Yeah, we did. We were the first ones in there for the one we return to every year.
Yeah.
So apparently we're good luck. So yeah, we'll talk more about the Bali retreat in the coming weeks. But for now, let's move into our house. And I guess I just, you kind of gave me this fever of road tripping. You were road tripping all over the place. Mm-hmm. And now I just got back from a road trip and I am heading out again for another road trip tomorrow morning.
But let's just say I went in a Mazda.
Right.
You're in the flying Tesla machine. Right. So way different.
Right. It is a bit different.
I got to stop now and charge. I'm like, okay.
Which was perfect. So
can you charge that before you're really out of charge?
Like I don't understand what you just
said. Like when you're in a gas filled car, like I'm so used to.
Right.
That like I can see I'm half, you know, I'm at half tank.
Right.
But I'm like, oh, I'm just going to stop here because I'm hungry or I got to go to the bathroom or whatever. And I'm
absolutely.
Oh, you can.
Yes,
okay.
Yes. Yes.
I just, not that I'll
anytime,
ever know that. But
anytime.
Yeah. Okay.
And it also can run out of charge, you know, like just like a, just like a normal gas car. Aww. But yeah, so I just drove with, I call her my sister, but she's my cousin who's the closest thing I have to a blood related sister. We always used to take road trips together, all over California, Washington State. We would, travel around here in the Midwest. And so we get along so well when it comes to like those types of road trips. We're both very adventurous, but we're also very, we go with the flow. So those are the types of people that you really like to travel with because you don't want, oops, we got to leave 5 seconds. Like we got 5 minutes. We got to go. So it was a lot of fun. So we were going down to Cincinnati to go visit my grandma or our grandma. And it actually, we realized that it was going to be the 69th anniversary of our grandparents, the day that we were driving down.
Yeah.
And so as we were pulling up into the first charging location, which is an shout out to the Midwestern people who might know this place. It's called Fair Oaks, and it's a dairy farm.
Mm-hmm.
And they've really done it up. I mean, it's not what you would expect from a dairy farm. It's very like
take a tour.
Right. You can. They have tour buses that are all like they all on the buses say powered by poo. And I was like, I'm asking my cousin, like, what does this mean? Because she actually has worked in so many dairy farms before. She does a lot of the organic certifications for tons of different farms, including dairy farms. And so I'm like, what? How can it be powered by poo? So apparently there's like a way that from the emissions of cows and from the poop of cows, you can create a, it's not a gasoline, but it's a different type of gas. And depending on, you know, the motor of these different buses, they can take that type of gas.
Smell.
Well, of course, you're at a dairy farm. It's gonna have its particular smell. So anyway, we're charging up the car and we have, you know, 30 minutes about, which is kind of like a very nice, pleasurable break.
Respite.
Respite. And so we were like, okay, well, I guess we'll look around. And
can
we'll
you leave
see.
The car while
oh,
it's
yeah.
doing that?
Oh, yeah.
It's not like gasoline. You got to stay with it?
Correct. Okay. Yeah. You know, you it sits there and then it notifies you once it's done. So I was checking on it.
Does it honk its horn or something? Or like,
no,
hey,
it's an
Alex,
app.
I'm all done.
No. Okay. It says, it'll notify me, hey, guess what? Like, you're ready to go. Because it basically times and plans your whole trip, especially if you're going for long distances. It will say you need to stop here and then you need to stop there and mm-hmm. you'll have this amount of battery. So once it's to a sufficient amount, it will notify you on your phone and say, you can now get back in the car and our trip is good to go. Mm-hmm. But if you stay a little bit longer, it'll only, you know, benefit where you have extra charge once mm-hmm. you get to these different locations. So, and we really only had to charge once, 1.5 times. So we're waiting and we're walking around deciding whether or not we want to do a dairy farm tour, or they also have like a climbing wall and, you know, pony rides and all of this. Like it's kind of like a little festival circus place. Mm-hmm. And they had a huge sunflower field and another one with, man, I'm going to blank on these flower names, but cosmos mm-hmm. and zinnias. Mm-hmm. Oh. And so we decided, we're like, oh, wow, this is so perfect. We're going to go get a bouquet of flowers, because it was like you walk in there, you clip all
no
of your own
way.
Flowers and then you bring them back and then you pay for what you are taking back home with you. And so we decide, we go out into those fields, we pick a bunch of zinnias and cosmos. And as we're like walking through these fields, we notice there's a gazebo. And if you've listened to our podcast for many years, when we had my grandma on with us, she told her love story about her gazebo.
Oh, you're going to make me cry right now.
And so we just thought it was so perfect that, you know, we're walking around, we're picking up a big bouquet full of these beautiful flowers.
Anniversary
bouquet. And so I start taking a video and I'm, you know, showing her the gazebo and we're you know, discussing fun stories that we've always had with our grandparents. And so it was just such a wonderful like break that we probably wouldn't have had if we just were, all right, we're going to fill up and go. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
We got to bring that bouquet over to her, show her the video that we were taking and the gazebo that was there. And it was like wonderful. And the road trip turned out great. We got there to my grandma's. We helped her in the garden. She had just planted some zinnias and yeah, it was great. We got to hear all even more stories about her, you know, the way that my grandpa proposed to her, which it actually was, they were walking into a church together and they were, she said that Poppy just handed her the ring and was like, you know, will you marry me? And I was like, oh, wow. I was like, well, did he like get on one knee? Like, how did this go? She goes, no, we were both kneeling because they were right there in the pew as they were like in this beautiful church. And so it was just those little things that
I've never known that.
Right.
That's so weird.
So those are some fun stories that we heard. Yeah. So that road trip was a success and came back home. And now I'm back off again tomorrow for a wedding in Milwaukee. So it'll be another fun, short road trip. So.
Awesome. Yeah. No, they're good. They're good to get around our country here and go visiting. And if you can do road, why not?
Oh, yeah.
I love road trips.
Yeah.
I once thought I wanted to get an RV and just RV it for 6 months.
And work for my
RV. I'll let you know when I'm going to do it. Come
fun.
To your town. Yeah.
Okay. That is a wrap on this week's episode. Thank you, everybody. Keep sending in your feedback. Remember my email, alex@intentionbeads.com. And we would love to hear more from you. Positive feedback, you know, things that you want to see more in the podcast, questions you want answered here. We will receive it all. Thank you, everybody, for listening to this week's podcast. We will see you all next week.
Bye now.
I said, go do you. Now travel far, share your stories and earn your scars. It's you. Say you are the one you will answer to when this life is done. Don't waste a minute, jump in the river. Wash yourself clean so you can deliver you. The story of you, the story of you. The story of you, the story of you.